Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. I am Chrisanne, and we are going to talk about the weekly psychic predictions for the week of November 19th through November 26th of the year 2023. So let's see what this week has in store for us. If you didn't listen to my podcast last week, please go back and listen to that one. I've talked about some great ways that you can prepare and be ready for the winter or whatever is coming our way. We need to be ready and prepared now. So I gave some great tips and hints for that. So please review that if you haven't already. We are in that right now. So, this week we are using another different deck to do the predictions for the week. So, this week we are going to be using Everyday Insights for Kids. It's a 38 card inspiration deck. And yes, there are decks out there for children. This one is by Maya Rabinosh and Yolin Metzger, which I'm sure I butchered their names and I apologize, but there are lots of decks out there for children, actually. Hay House has a couple. We're using this one. There's quite a few decks out there. So this one is very different. It's not your typical kind of Oracle deck. It is geared for children, but you know what? We are going to use it, and we're going to use it to see what this week has in store to show that that is what can be done with these cards. So the first card I pulled, the card is called Angel of the Family. So these are lots of different angels and different things like that. So these are really pretty cards. They're a little bit larger, but they are, I don't know, really pretty. I do like the illustrations on these cards. So, Angel of the Family card is all about finding your own way. This card is talking about how can you work together within a family? How can you find harmony within your family? How can you do nice things to be the angel of your family? Now, we as adults can also look at this card and say, not just the family unit that we're talking about, but maybe we can talk about the people at work. What can we do within the groups that we are in to be kinder, to be more inclusive to others? This is a week that we are going to have to be kinder to those in our family, to those in our family group, to those in our friend circle, to those in our work group. Maybe we don't consider them friends or family, but we still need to be friendly with them and kind with them. So how can we interact? What can we do? This is all about kindness. What can we do to be kind to brighten somebody's day? So that's the first card. The second card I'm pulling is the card that says Changing Youth. Now, this card, which is actually the cover art, the Changing Youth card, these are lovely illustrations in these, I might add. So, the Changing Youth card is all about many times we are seeing things that different situations come up, and we are seeing things that maybe we like or maybe we don't like. Maybe we are embarking on something new, and we need to know that it is okay to take that next step. Don't be fearful or afraid of going on and taking that next step. So, Changing Youth is talking about going into those next stages, facing our fears, going into those next stages of our lives. That's what this week is going to be all about. There might be a meeting or something coming up at work that you might be a little fearful of. Just go ahead and do it. Maybe you are attending school and you have to get up and do a presentation or something, and you have fear around that. Don't let fears and worries influence the great things that you are capable of doing. And when we look at new situations, we look at maybe you're getting a new job. When we look at new things, they are potential for new wonderful things. And that's what this card is talking about. So, taking the first step and seeing how that goes for us because we can embrace it. Oh, really fun. The next card I just pulled, it's a really fun card. It's called the Encouraging Fairy, which I love. We all need this. So it's okay to ask advice, but it is okay to be the one that people come to ask advice of. So when this card comes up, it is great to know that it is okay to be the one that people come to, and it is okay at the same time for you to go and ask advice when you are having fear around it. To ask is okay, and that's what this card is saying. If there's something that you're questioning, it is okay to ask. This is the great time, this is the appropriate time to do that and to ask. So, okay. Interesting deck for this week. Not something I normally use for this type of thing, but I wanted you to see that, yeah, you can use any deck to do a fun reading with. So let's move this deck aside and let's move on to the crystals of the week. And we have five crystals this week. The first one that we have is angelite. So this is the stone of angels, coincidentally. I do not well, I mean, I do pick the crystals. Well, they come downloaded to me before I start the podcast. I don't look into them. I don't put any thought whatsoever into it. I just download the information and that's how I do it. Then live with you guys, I pick the cards. So when there's overlap, it always kind of makes me chuckle that yeah, our angels are guiding us and go with the flow. So yeah, we have angelite. We just used a very heavy angel deck because angelite is the stone of angels. It can help us with communication in that angelic realm. So it's working on that throat chakra, the third eye chakra, and the crown chakra. So the one located at your throat, the one located between your eyes, your eyebrows, and the one at the top of your head. So opening up those levels of communication to those higher realms to be able to download that information that we're going to need to have. Angelite is also a very protective stone. We're going to need some protection around us this week, knowing that we are good, we are guided, and we're safe. It's also a wonderful stone to help comprehend anything astrological and mathematical. So when you're doing those things to understand mathematics or astrological things or opening up communication, you want to carry this stone in the left hand side. The left hand side brings the energy in, the right hand side lets the energy out. So when we're working with angelite, let's have that stone on the left side of us. Left pocket, you're going to wear a bracelet, put it on the left. You're going to wear a ring, put it on the left. Angelite you typically find in tumbled stones. If it's a pendant, you don't need to worry about what side it's on because it's just in the middle of you. So, angelite is helping with creativity, psychic ability, boosting protection, and it's helping you on your spiritual journey. The next stone, we have talked about this one before as well, blue lace agate. It is known as the stone of the diplomat because it helps you to express your thoughts. But not only to express your thoughts, but to be able to fully hear and understand. It's great for those that have to do some public speaking. Blue lace agate is a very sweet energy. It's a very gentle stone. It is not a stone of a very higher vibration. It's an easy vibration to work with. great one to carry on the left-hand side as well. It's great for balancing your throat chakra. If you need to speak and you're stumbling over your words, blue lace agate is a great one to have. Blue lace agate is really good for anybody that has to work in any form of communication, and it helps us to speak our truths and accept our realities. So that's a left-hand side stone. The next stone is black tourmaline. Tourmaline comes in many colors. We're specifically talking about the black one tonight. So this is a very powerful protection stone as well. It can help us from negativity, and it's great for protecting our aura. It can put up a shield to help against psychic attacks. And if you are somebody that's doing paranormal investigations, you want to make sure you have protection on you so you're not bringing little things home with you if you're going to investigate. So black tourmaline is a really good protection stone on so many levels for that. So you want to carry the black tourmaline on your left-hand side, wear a ring, wear a bracelet, all of that left. Unless you're wearing earrings or a pendant, then it doesn't matter. When you are in your bed, you are going to lay on your back, stick out your left arm. That is the left side of your bed. Black tourmaline is one that is great to have in the bedroom. You can also have it at your desk. When you're sitting at your desk, stick out your left arm. That's the left side of your desk. Not looking at your desk or looking at the bed. It's when you're in the bed or sitting at your desk. That's how you know what the left-hand side is. So both of these are great places you can put protection. The next one is sardonyx. Sardonyx can look like eyeballs. They're kind of hard to find, but they are a very high protection stone that brings in the vibration of happiness and confidence. It can boost your self-control, it increases your integrity, and it's really good to support loyalty, faithfulness, and honesty in relationships. It's a great one to have in the bedroom. It is typically used on the left-hand side, but if you want to get rid of stress and anxiety, go ahead and put it on the right-hand side. Is it okay to carry one on either side? Yes, it is. You can get two and carry both. It helps you to get rid of things from the past so you can transition safely into where you're going to in the future. Last but not least, we are going to talk about rhodochrosite. Rhodochrosite is a pink stone. Most of these have either been blue or black that we've been talking about. Now we're going to be talking about rhodochrosite. Rhodochrosite is one that I wear every single day. It is known as the stone of love and balance. And it can create a world or an aura around you filled with love. And it helps with the emotional body. So the body has the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual levels. Rhodochrosite is working on the emotional level of the body to help you to receive joy. Wear it on the left-hand side, just like I do. And it helps you to receive that love. And it can heal those spiritual energy blocks as well. It's great for cleansing the heart and healing the heart on an emotional level. And it can help get rid of some of those past blocks and those past things that you might think emotionally are holding us back. It can help you to manifest what is your heart's purpose. And it's great for connecting with the goddess energy. It can be wonderful for healing a heartache as well. And it helps you to call in your soulmate. Really fun stone to work with. It's great, sweet energy. Now, the angel of this week we're going to talk about is the angel of balance. So, the angel of balance is talking about this time we need to have balance between our work life and our home life, our rest life. We need to find that balance between the energies of the earth and the energies of the sky. So, you need to be able to find this balance in all aspects of your life. And when you can't find that balance, maybe it's too much at work and you need just a little bit of a break, call in your angels. Your angels can't come in and help you unless you call them in. So call in your angels, call in your angel of balance and say, help me to be a little bit more ease with all of these things that I have going on in my life. I need to find some balance here. And you'll find that you can just take a deeper breath and it will be just much easier for you. So the angel of balance is all about finding balance within all aspects of your life. So that's a really cool one. So we've got some interesting things coming up for this week. We've got a lot of protection stones. We've got the angel of balance. We've got some things coming in from the cards. So have your protection with you for this week, whether it's a black tourmaline. We talked last week about shungite as another protection stone. Have your protection on you. And in the United States, this is the week of Thanksgiving. And the day after Thanksgiving is Black Friday, which is such a big shopping day slash weekend here in the United States. So I am going to be offering a Black Friday special on my website, which is www.elementalenergies.com with Chrisanne, exact same name as this show. Go to my website. If you purchase an hour and a half reading, I will give you a certificate for a free half hour reading. You do not need to put in any special code or anything like that. But if you want to just put in gratitude where it says, any special notes or something like that, it says to me to leave a special note for the seller. Just put in the word gratitude. You don't have to do anything special, in all honesty. I'm going to just send it to everybody. I would prefer to text it to everybody. So please make sure that you're including your phone number and I will text you a certificate with a code on it. You will need that code in order to redeem that half hour free reading. That half hour free reading can be gifted to anybody, or you can keep it for yourself. The hour and a half reading that you will be purchasing does need to be used the entire hour and a half for one reading. That cannot be broken up. And yes, I do hour and a half readings. Yes, we get a lot accomplished too. So purchase an hour and a half reading. I will give you a free half hour reading. You can give that as a Christmas gift. You can give it as a Hanukkah gift. You can keep it for yourself, knowing you're going to need another reading in 6 months, whatever the case is. That is a $65 value. And that is still at my sale price. Normally it's a $100 value. So that's what I'm giving away to everybody that listens to my podcast starting today. This special is going beyond a Black Friday special. The special will end on November 26th of 2023 is when the special will end. So a full week the special is going for. So go to my website, Elemental Energies with Chrisanne, purchase the reading, go to the reading section of my website. You'll see it. It's like the top one on the left. Purchase an hour and a half reading. I will text you the certificate. I will create a certificate for you. If you would like me to put in like a specific person's name, put that in the notes when you purchase the hour and a half reading, because I'm happy to make a customized gift certificate. Other than that, I'll just give you a general gift certificate. I will text it to you. You can print it. You can write a name or whatever it is you want in the space, but I will automatically send that to you. So you have a week. You have until November 26th of 2023 to purchase an hour and a half reading on my website for a Black Friday special. It is not advertised on my website. It is advertised here on my podcast, and it will be advertised on my Facebook page, Elemental Energies with Chrisanne, and on my Instagram page, chrisanne1234. So those are the places to find me. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Carry your stones. Have a wonderful week. Take care and be free.